Governor Phil Murphy says the state will begin borrowing the money soon, and schools with elevated lead levels will be first in line. It comes nearly a year after New Jersey voters approved a bond act, which included $100 million to eliminate lead contamination in schools.
As I said, lead contamination is not a Newark problem or an urban problem. It's not a short-term problem. It's a problem that has been building over decades in communities up and down our state, and indeed across the country.
Critics say the state should have begun the borrowing process earlier, but Murphy says his administration worked as quickly as it could. Murphy also announced that the state will require schools to test for lead every 3 years instead of the current standard of every 6 years. At the State House, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.